the Grizzly Creek fire mostly stayed away from homes and people. But right within the fire zone is No Name, a community of only a few hundred people right off of I-70 in Glenwood Canyon. Reporter Alex Hager visited the community as residents returned home following nearly 2 weeks of evacuation.
Imagine you're sitting at home one day and the notice comes in. A wildfire is bearing down on your house and you have to go. In the course of the next few minutes, you have to pack a bag and hit the road. So what do you bring? Well, if you're 11-year-old Alora Dean, you bring only the essentials.
The things that I brought were actually, I brought most of my stuffed animals.
Alora said she'd laid out mental plans before, what she'd pack in a moment's notice, but when it was crunch time during the fire, those went out the window.
When it actually happened, it was like totally different, and in the heat of the moment, you just like grab stuff and throw it in a bag.
Alora's mom, Megan, said she just grabbed her two daughters, their passports, the pets, and her paddleboard, and got out of No Name in a hurry. And what they saw on the way out was not promising.
We were standing on the pedestrian bridge, and I was watching the smoke plume and the mushroom cloud come up, and it looked like the whole neighborhood was burning. And I turned to him like, you're never going to forget this.
After that moment, a quick departure, and almost 2 weeks away from home, waiting and wondering what things might be like back inside the fire, back in the valley that she called Magic, the place that captured her attention almost 2 decades ago and kept her there to raise a family.
I wasn't worried about my house. Like, a house can be rebuilt. My husband's a builder, and he can build a beautiful home. That's not what I was worried about. I was worried about the valley and, like, all of the trees and everything just being incinerated.
But everything was not incinerated. Some parts of Glenwood Canyon look like a charred moonscape, with nothing left but the ashy skeletons of trees. But much more of the canyon, including just about everything you can see from No Name, is still green and untouched by the fire that came close but stopped short. That includes all of the homes in No Name.
It's pretty great. I woke up this morning and it was the first time I had a really good night's sleep last night. And I woke up and I was so happy because I knew exactly where the bathroom was and where all my things were.
Greg Jung lives just down the street and felt the same kind of relief when he came back to No Name and saw it was all still standing.
We're glad to be home. You know, came home last night and, you know, shed a few tears because, you know, I could have been picking through, you know, ruins of our home and possessions.
Greg stayed busy in the time away from home, acting as a community leader and helping keep everyone informed. He sent out emails with the latest information to older residents who might not be on social media. He convinced the fire's incident management team to host a special online meeting just for No Name. He says helping others is part of his credo.
To be able to give, I think it gives me some purpose and meaning in my life.
On Monday night, Greg was standing barefoot in his driveway chatting with neighbors. It seemed like half the town was drifting up and down the street checking on friends and sharing stories from the time away. The night almost had a block party feel. Kids reuniting with friends and one neighbor passing out cold beers. But in the midst of all that, the fire itself is still burning. And there are reminders all over No Name. Splatters of red fire retardant are still visible on mailboxes, and helicopters keep buzzing overhead, shuttling water toward the smoke you can see in the distance. It's a feeling of relief, but with an asterisk.
I'm a lot calmer than I've been. I'm still on edge. Like, the fact that there's still, like, a helicopter crossing every, what is it, like, 10, 15 minutes? I'm definitely, you know, on, like, still that pre-vac mentality.
Thankfully, firefighters have gotten the blaze more than 60% contained and gone to great lengths to protect people and their homes. And in the middle of a hot and dry Colorado summer, 11-year-old Alora Dean noticed one more sign that things might be moving in the right direction.
Rain!
What?
It's raining!
That's so great.
Yay!
I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.